You're listening to the Profit Lovers podcast, where profit is not a dirty word. I'm Melanie Miller. Consider this your business safe space, where we take a BS-free approach to building a profitable business, one that's also livable, it fits into your lifestyle, and it's lovable. You actually enjoy it. Well, most days anyway. Let's get into today's episode. Have you been focused on the sexy side of business for too long? If your business looks amazing from the outside, but doesn't make a whole lot in profits, you might have been sexy stuff focused. If you're often caught up in comparisonitis, where you assume everyone else is hugely successful and you're not, today's podcast will give you some things to think about. I see the insides of lots of businesses, and I hear a lot about other people's businesses. The women who come to me for business advice often have one very big thing in common. They underestimate just how successful they are. They have often spent years comparing themselves to people they perceive or assume to be successful. My advice is to assume nothing. If you haven't seen the profit and loss report and the balance sheet of a business that you're admiring, then you don't know enough to judge if they're successful or not. The success or failure of a business is partly what you see on the outside, but mostly what's happening on the inside. A business that has all the fancy bells and whistles is worth nothing if it doesn't generate a profit. Just because you're seeing lots of sexy stuff from the outside, it doesn't mean the business works the way it should. If you see me at your local shopping center, I arrive in a brand new Mercedes and I'm all decked out in Chanel and I'm carrying an Hermes bag, you will naturally assume I'm financially successful. What you don't know is maybe the car is leased, the Chanel is the only fancy thing I own, and the Hermes is rented. It's not hard to fake a lifestyle, and the same can be said for a successful business. Sexy on the outside? Maybe it's a little hideous on the inside when we dig deeper. It's not sexy to open your plan and track on a Monday morning dressed in sweats and gulping coffee from a chipped mug. It's not sexy to check your Google Analytics or to do stock counts in a filthy garage or warehouse. It's not sexy to post that stuff on social media either. And that is why you rarely see it posted all over Instagram or TikTok. The people that we often admire and desire to emulate are the ones who look polished, organized, and sexy. So let's talk about the unsexy side of business and the reality of growing a profit. People are responsible for what they share. We are responsible for not turning that into something that it isn't. Let me give you an example. I am by nature a very disorganized person. That's why I've developed all of these tools and why my business is so automated. Without tools, systems, processes, and automations, I am a loose cannon, hot mess. I posted a photo of my Friday office disaster zone on Instagram, and one of the comments from a follower was, "Well, it's nice to see you're not perfect after all." And I took that really personally because I thought I'd done a good job of sharing all of the unsexy stuff. I had no idea why that person assumed that I was perfect. I then remembered a great bit of advice that we can apply to social media. I am responsible for what I say, but not what you understand. I have no control over how you digest what I've said. I can't control how you apply your own set of values or if you project your own personal thoughts or feelings onto me. You have your own lens through which you're viewing things, and I can't change your lens. Social media is viewed by all of us through our own lens. The follower that made that comment was viewing my content through her own lens. She had assumptions she'd made about me that I had no control over. The same can be said about anyone you follow online. So view everything with the knowledge that you have your own unique lens. A huge cash flow killer, especially for online experts, coaches, and course sellers, is the money invested in making a good impression. Expensive photo shoots, flashy branding, beautiful websites, but it all comes at a significant cost. You should invest in those things, especially if you want to charge a premium, but not if it requires you to burn cash flow. There are so many course creators that were doing really well when I started out, much, much better than me. A lot of them have either disappeared or had to reinvent multiple times. Why? Because they were spending big on making a good impression and leaving the cash flow management and the profit planning on the back burner. It's just not sexy to worry about those things. almost a decade on from my first course launch, and I'm still here and they're not. All that sexy flash doesn't equate to a profitable and sustainable business. Sexy business is buying lots of amazing courses and working with lots of great coaches, putting all of that newly acquired knowledge into practice. Well, that's not so sexy because that's hard work. Yes, you should invest in filling your gaps in knowledge. I'm literally just about to drop $500 on a course. The reason that I'm investing that money is that I've identified my growth gap, a bit of knowledge that I need to acquire to fulfill a specific need in my business. If you're dropping tons of cash on different courses and coaches, but your business isn't changing and your profits aren't growing, you're likely spending money on what's sexy, not what's needed, and you're not doing the work. A course in manifesting sounds fun, but what's the point if you have no idea how to manage the money when you get it? A course in quickly creating a month's worth of content in just a few hours sounds very appealing to me. But what's the point if I don't have a sales funnel? My target audience isn't clear and my pricing strategy isn't profitable. I see lots of chatter in Facebook groups from people happy to spend on things like mastermind retreats and big ticket courses, but then they're not willing or able to invest in better tools to run their business. If you're trying to sticky tape together platforms that don't really work that well, or you're cheaping out on options that will save time, automate your sales, and support your business to be more scalable, then you might want to reconsider where you're spending your money. Bookkeeping is a great example of this. Using a made-for-purpose platform like Xero or QuickBooks is a great investment in taking financial control of your business. If you're handing a box full of receipts to your accountant once a year, you're not going to be able to scale successfully. A box full of receipts at, say, 50K per year is a mess. At 500K per year, it is a financial disaster waiting to happen. Every time I write and record a podcast, I get another 5 podcast ideas. So one I will add to the list is the habits that you need to embrace at a small turnover to be able to create and sustain success at a big turnover. Turnover being the amount of revenue you have. The ability to manage your books is one of them. Not knowing what your profit is because your receipts and invoices are sitting in your inbox or stuffed into a folder leaves you money blind. The only way to check if you're making money is to look at your bank balance. And while yes, that does give you some indication, it's not going to help you figure out if you can pay yourself more or afford that fancy new course you want. While we're on the subject, another great investment that you absolutely will not be taking photos of and posting all over the gram is outsourcing to a bookkeeper. Your job is to check the numbers, to be aware, and to make changes as needed, not to physically enter the numbers. If you can afford all the other sexy stuff like mastermind retreats and stylists and photo shoots and business class plane tickets and such, you can afford to invest in a bookkeeper. Learning to speak with your accountant sounds gross, right? Essential? Yes. Your accountant is paid by you to handle your tax affairs, but also to work with you to understand the financials in your business. If they're not answering you clearly or you don't understand, spend the money to book a one-on-one chat with them. If they're not willing to do that, then find a new accountant. There is a totally new breed of accountants that are dynamic and supportive, and they embrace educating their clients. Not sexy, but very, very valuable. Unless your accountant's sexy. I don't know. Maybe you're into sexy accountants. I'd never expect you to understand the inner workings of capital gains tax, instant write-offs, dividends, and all of that stuff, but it is helpful to know the basics. Unless you're paying your accountant to be the chief financial officer in your business, they're not going to be doing a whole lot more than making sure your business is tax compliant. It's up to you to ask the right questions, and to do that, you're going to need to learn the basics. If you're in Members Club, please make sure you have completed Busting the Accountant Speak in the Cash Flow Kit. We break down all of the terms that are confusing so you feel empowered when you're talking to your accountant. I just want to mention here, I have a lot of clients who feel like they get brushed off by their accountant or the accountant is not direct or helpful with their advice. Please don't feel like you're the only one. I hear it all the time. I also see accountants push a pile of paperwork to sign with, you know, those little sign here tabs all through it, and the clients have to sign away without explanation. It is your legal obligation to the ATO in Australia, Inland Revenue in New Zealand, HM Revenue and Customs in the UK, CRA in Canada, IRS in the US, wherever you are, you need to know what you're submitting to the tax department. It's your signature on the paperwork, and if it's incorrect, you're ultimately responsible. So find an accountant who will help you understand these things. I feel like each unsexy point I'm making is just flowing so nicely into the next point, because now let's talk about taxes. I can't go through every tax in every country, although if I'm kidnapped, that is my strategy to escape. I will just start blabbing incessantly about different taxes in every country that I've ever lived and run a business in until they release me out of sheer annoyance. In Australia, as a business owner, you'll likely need to understand GST, which is your goods and services tax. Many countries have a sales type tax that you don't personally pay. You just collect it on behalf of the tax man. This is quite different to the tax you pay on your earnings. Once again, I don't want you to dive into the repulsive, vile bowels of tax law. I just want you to understand the basics, because there is nothing less sexy than a massive tax bill. It will dampen your business libido very fast. Of course, I'm going to round up today's podcast by reminding you that knowing your numbers might not feel too sexy, but you know what is? Being able to do whatever the heck you want, spend whatever you want on lovely things that make your life happier, work only with people who bring out the best in you, waste time on all of your favorite indulgences, whatever your heart desires. That is truly desire worthy. When you do the unsexy stuff, you will get to live a very, very sexy life and enjoy a very sexy business. That's it from me today. Hey, profit lover. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do leave a review so other women just like you can find the Profit Lovers podcast. And I'd love it if you subscribed so you never miss an episode. And finally, always remember that profit isn't a dirty word.